Pagana Mom says South Sudanese have not benefited from the dividends of the 2018 peace agreement. He says a new approach is needed for moving the country towards elections.
So there is need for a new social contract. There is need for the South Sudanese to agree on a new system of governance, moving away from the current system and from the current status quo, and a clear understanding and agreement to hand over power to the people to elect their government in a free and fair elections, and not engage ourselves in recycling the same old system, whether through sham elections in which one single party is the one that is campaigning and pushing basically to try to steal legitimacy.
Amom says the parties to the peace deal are doing very little to prepare the country for elections. He insists there is a need to rescue South Sudan from what he calls total collapse. Peter Mayen is leader of the People's Liberal Party, allied to the umbrella group called Other Political Parties, or OPP. He admits there are several delays in implementing key provisions of the 2018 deal. But Mayen says the signatories of the South Sudan's 2018 peace agreement have no other choices.
It's better to have a bad democracy rather than no democracy. Even if elections will be done like a village kind of election, it will still happen because we will not accept any further election. Over 50%, almost 60% of South Sudanese are ready for elections.
Lama Kol is chairman of the National Democratic Movement and a member of the South Sudan Opposition Alliance. Akol says the parties to the 2018 peace deal have taken too long to implement the deal.
We are not satisfied about the pace of the implementation. We think that it could have gone faster. We think that some of the sticking point could have been cleared. But being unhappy about the pace is not the same as saying this agreement should be thrown out with the bath water.
Government spokesperson and Minister of Information Michael McQuay stressed the outstanding task in peace deal will be completed before elections.
We are implementing the agreement and we are going for elections. These are the parties that do not want to go for elections that are saying so. See your feet here only, but you only look that far, you see, you find that there is still ample time for us for an election. 1 year is enough.
South Sudan is scheduled to go for elections in December 2024. However, many tasks like the National Elections Act, National Election Commission, and the Political Parties Council are yet to be formed as required by the peace deal. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.